The significance of the first vision. Consider the meaning of this magnificent theophany. When the vision closed and Joseph was left to himself, he walked back to his family's farmhouse and resumed his everyday life. Outwardly, he appeared to be the same person. But what had happened? Through this glorious experience in the sacred grove, a profound change had begun to take place in Joseph's mind and heart. Unlike the rest of mankind, he now had a correct idea of God. He had seen that the Father and the Son were actual persons. And as they called him by name and spoke to him, he must have felt that he was of great worth. The Savior not only answered his question, but also told him many other things. Eventually, he came to know that God was literally his Father, and that Jesus Christ was his elder brother, and he came to understand how precious and important he was. Why did the Lord begin the events of the restoration with a personal appearance to this young Joseph Smith? Why would this kind of attention and this information be given him at the very outset? The first vision is important for many reasons, but I believe its greatest significance is that it reveals our true identity and our relationship with God. What Joseph Smith got was an accurate map or paradigm, not only about who God is, but also about who he was and who we are. A knowledge of these truths is essential to our eternal progress, and it can come to each of us only in the way it came to Joseph Smith, by divine revelation through the Holy Spirit, or through parents or teachers who transmit the truths given originally by revelation. The reason this is so is because only God knows fully our true identity. Social and divine self-concepts. Without revelation, our perceptions of God and of ourselves come from the social mirror, the reflection of all those things that have been programmed into our mental and emotional software by our upbringing and by our culture. No matter how great the capacity of a computer's hardware, only the software, the programming, can release that potential. Thus, the output of the computer is strictly limited by the capacity of the software. It's the same with human beings. Every person on earth is literally God's son or daughter, and therefore has infinite potential. But if we believe that we are merely God's creatures, fundamentally and unalterably different in nature and inferior to him, our sense of self-worth and our capacity to reach our divine potential will be severely restricted. We are literally his children, spiritually begotten. In our spirit DNA, we are one generation from Elohim, from God, our eternal Father. We cannot act outside our perception of who we are. Our potential is utterly limited by it, although in fact our potential is unlimited. If we see ourselves as failures, if we have had that drummed into our minds and hearts our whole lives long, it is difficult to rise above that programming. On the other hand, if we really understand something of our true potential, our divine heritage, we become uncomfortable being anything less than what we know we should be. One woman who has worked with troubled youth as a foster mother has experienced firsthand the kind of changes that can occur when people learn who they really are. She writes, "The children who come into my home usually have extremely low self-esteem, and their behaviors are quite often magnified because they have no sense of worth. I have focused on trying to help build up their self-esteem by giving them a sense that they are children of our Heavenly Father, that they are of worth, that my time is important, and I choose to spend it with them because they are so important. As I start to teach these kids and reinforce in them that they are children of God, I have seen some pretty remarkable changes occur. There is one boy in particular who has had a mighty change since he has developed more of an understanding of his divine identity. When he came into my home, He was a 13-year-old with a serious attitude problem. He had come from a single-parent home that was not secure. His mother would leave him with relatives or friends at every chance, dropping him off for sometimes even a year or two, until his attitude and behavior became so disruptive that nobody would keep him anymore. He grew to be angry and mean, and his only desire in life was to be a gangster, so he dressed and acted like one. He wore his big baggy pants and earrings, and he resisted everything and did whatever he could to upset me. I listened and prayed and did everything I could to help him understand that he was a child of God. He began to see that I could have respect for him as a child of our Heavenly Father. Even though he had these negative behaviors, he learned that I expected more out of him than that, and his behavior did change. He's been steady with me for 4 years now and has thrived in the security of the knowledge that Heavenly Father gives his life value and that I care about him. He wears very nice clothes now and cares about his appearance. His personality has changed. In fact, one time some kids were teasing my daughter and she was feeling bad about it. And when I walked into the room, this boy had tears in his eyes. I see him mirroring the fact that not only is he of worth, but others are as well. Close quote.